选读的经文记载在新约约翰福音6:51-69。会众请聆听上帝的话。我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若要吃这粮，就必永远活着。我所要吃的粮就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。因此犹太人彼此争论说，这个人怎能把他的肉给我们吃呢？耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着，照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着。这就是从天上降下来的粮，吃着粮的人就永远活着，不像你们的祖宗吃过玛拿还是死了。这些话是耶稣在加百农会场里教训人说的，他的门徒中有好些人听见了，就说这话甚难，谁能听呢？耶稣心里知道门徒为这话议论，就对他们说，这话是叫你们厌弃吗？倘若你们看见人子升到他原来所在之处，怎么样呢？叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。只是你们中间有不信的人，耶稣从起头就知道谁不信他，谁要卖他。耶稣又说，所以我对你们说过，若不是蒙我父的恩赐，没有人能到我这里来。因此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。耶稣就对那12个门徒说，你们也要去吗？西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？我们已经信了，又知道你是上帝的圣者。本周箴言，请大家连同经文出处连续读两次。腓立比书2:3-4，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚荣而荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Great to see you all this morning, and a warm welcome to everyone online as well.
很高兴今天早上能够见到大家，也欢迎在网上收听的弟兄姐妹们。
Let me start by asking us a question, and don't raise your hands.
我要先问一个问题，但你们不需要举手。
But have you ever had those moments where you believe that God could see all things?
你们有没有那样子的一个时刻哦？你们知道上帝能够看到所有的一切。
And this is when you believe that He could see all things, and you knew what you should do.
你知道他能够看到一切，你也知道你该做什么。
And yet you rationalized your conversation to him, and because you didn't hear an audible voice, you told yourself that he must agree with you.
然后你就跟上帝祷告谈话的时候呢，你没有听到上帝直接跟你说什么有声的话语，然后你就自己说，上帝应该也同意我想这么做。
Now, spinning off of that, since he's apparently okay with it and you haven't been smitten yet.
那就像刚才我们说的，他好像也同意我要这么做，我也从来没有被惩罚过。
You might begin to think either he doesn't see all things or he just doesn't care all that much.
你可能会开始想说，他可能看不到所有的一切，也可能呢，他也不在乎。
Ultimately, maybe you feel that you've gotten away with it and it seems okay and no one's getting hurt.
然后呢，你也觉得说，我以前也做过，也没有被抓到，然后也没有人受到伤害，那大概就没问题吧。
This morning, we'll dive into his word and address this heart of ours and see how we can better grow into all that he has for us.
今天我们要来看的经文就是要来更深入的了解我们这样子的一个心态，怎么样更在主里面继续的成长。
But before we do that, let's pray.
那我们先开始以前先做一个祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you for this time.
我们谢谢你给我们这段时间。
Lord, we come and we look to you.
我们来到这儿来仰望你。
Would you guide us and lead us through this time?
求你自己来带领我们，引领我们。
Lord, show us more of you.
帮助我们更看到你。
And less of us.
更不要看到我们自己。
So that we can grow into all that you've called us to be.
那我们就会成为更像你要我们成为的样子。
We look to you and we trust in you.
我们定睛仰望你，我们信靠你。
Guide us and lead us through this time.
求主耶稣自己亲自带领我们下面的这段时间。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Let me share with you a story and how God taught me through this.
让我跟大家分享一个故事，然后我从故事当中，我这个故事当中学到了什么功课。
Now some of you may know when I was growing up, I grew up in a pastor's household.
你知道我长大是在一个牧师的家庭里长大的。
The pastor of my mother's church, and his wife raised me.
我那个我妈妈的教会的牧师还有师母呢，养育了我。
So the pastor's wife, Mrs. Nakano, was my babysitter.
所以我的养育我的这个保姆呢，就是Nakana, 女士。
And while I was growing up, she would prepare the most wonderful snacks and delicious dinner, arguably the best Japanese home-cooked meals.
所以我住在她家的时候，她煮的那些好吃的东西啊，都是我觉得是最好的日式的食物。
And there was a rule that she had.
那她给我有一个很规定。
No Toyos.
不可以去 Toyos 那家店。
Now some of you may be wondering, what is Toyos?
你可能不知道什么叫做 Toyos。
Well, in Manoa, there was a superette called Toyos, and it was right across the street from the Japanese school.
那它在 Manoa, 那在日本学校的对面就有一个小小的商店叫做 Toyos.
And this was like a kid's candy store.
就好像是一个小孩子的卖糖果的地方。
They had boxes for 1 cent, 5 cent, 10 cents, 25 cents.
所以他们有一个盒子是一毛钱，一毛钱 ，OK， 一分钱，一分钱，一毛钱，或者是不同的价钱。
Now the thing is that Mrs. Nakano had eyes everywhere, family, friends, all making sure that I didn't disobey.
你知道这个我们这个牧师太太哦，她的夫人眼线遍布各地。
She was a pastor's wife, so she knew a lot of people in the community.
因为她是牧师，她是一个师母嘛，所以她认识很多的会众。
And let me tell you, there was this fat slipper.
那你知道有一个很厚的拖鞋。
That was the constant threat if I chose to disobey.
如果我不听话的话，这个拖鞋就会是我的一个威胁啊。
Well, I worked around the system by giving my friends money.
所以他有政策，我就有对策，我就把这个钱给我的朋友。
And I was always trying to look for if anyone was watching.
我要给钱的时候，我都要看看旁边有没有人在偷看呢。
One day she even grabbed the slipper and she sat me down.
有一天呢，这个师母呢就把这个厚厚的拖鞋拿出来，叫我坐下来。
And she said, "Jay, have you been going across the street to Toyo's?"
她就问我 ，Jay， 你有没有跑到对面的那个 Toyo 那家小商店呢
？My white lie, no. After all, I wasn't crossing the street, right?
我的善意的谎言就是没有啊，因为我没有走过去，对不对
？Well, a little while later, after that, I worked up the courage for myself to go across the street.
后来慢慢的我就有勇气，我就自己走过去到那个店里去了。
Because too many times my friends would come back telling me that what I wanted was sold out.
因为有时候我给他们钱，我朋友去了以后，他们回来以后告诉我说我要的东西已经卖光了。
And there was no cell phone, so I couldn't text them or tell them what else did they have.
那时候没有像我们的手机这么方便，我不能告诉他说哦，他们还有什么呀？我要买什么？
And I couldn't stand across the street and shout to them because that would be too obvious.
我也不能在街的对面跟他们讲说我不要买那个买那个，因为太明显，人家会看出来。
But I knew I was crossing the line now.
那我知道我已经越过界限，越界了。
But I rationalized in my head that if her eyes didn't see me, I wouldn't get hit by the slipper.
所以我就自己给自己一个合理化的理由，找借口。如果她的眼线没有看到我做了这个坏事的话，那她就不会用那个拖鞋来打我了。
In fact, there was a part of me that thought maybe she wouldn't even use the slipper because she really was one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
但是我心里深处也在想说，她不会用那个拖鞋来打我的，因为她真的是一个非常非常好的一个人。
And maybe that's our view of God, that if He's truly a loving God, He won't punish me in that way.
那我们对上帝的理解可能也是这样子，如果上帝真的是一个充满慈爱的上帝，他不应该用那样子的方法来处罚我。
But here's what God taught me. My focus was all wrong.
但是上帝教导我的是，我的重点都是错的。
Trying not to get caught, weighing the consequences.
我只是想要不要被抓到，然后结果怎么样，我要怎么避免。
Mrs. Nakano, on the other hand, was trying to instill in me integrity and further developing godly character.
那 Nakano 这个师母呢，她事实上是让我能够有一个正直的品格，能够在我的品格中塑造出一个非常美好的品性来。
So that my life would speak, especially since back then my mouth didn't speak very much.
所以我有好的品格，我会用生命做见证，说出话语来。而那时候我也不爱说话哦。
Another thing that I learned was about grace.
另外一个我学到的功课是关于恩典。
Because Mrs. Nakano knew.
因为 Nakano 师母呢知道我做的事。
As much as I tried to hide it, she knew and she extended grace.As I defied her.
虽然我什么事都偷偷的做，但是他知道，但是呢，他却因此而给我恩典。
And see, learning about that she knew, and what I grasped was how much she loved and cared for me.
所以我学到的是说，他知道我做的事，但是他还是这样子的爱我，真的觉得他的爱对我的爱实在是非常的伟大。
And my love for her grew all the more.
所以我就更加的爱他了。
How much more is it with God?
我们的上帝是不是比这个更好呢？
When God is so real and we know that He saw it all and yet He still extends grace.
所以呢，上帝无所不知，什么都看到，但是他看到我们一切的时候，他还是给我们恩典。
We can further grasp His love and how His heart breaks and how His grace has been extended.
所以我们看到他为我们所做的事，他会感到心碎，但是他也会为我们所做的事能够释放出恩典来。
And in response, our love for Him can grow and deepen all the more.
因为他们对我，因为上帝对我们的恩典，我们对他的回应就是更加的爱他。
So ask yourself, what godly character is He instilling in me at this time?
所以呢，要问自己一个问题，在这个时候呢，上帝要在我的生命中想要培养出怎么样的品格来？
And also ask yourself, just how real is He to me?
那也要问自己，你觉得上帝对你来说有多真实？
Because the truth is, the more real that He is in our life, the more that His words will naturally take root within our heart.
这个真理是，如果上帝对你越真实的话，他的话语在你的生命中就能够越生根。
And the more that our heart can be truly transformed.
然后我们的心才能够真正的被改变。
Is He more real than the people that we see daily?
如果他是不是比我们所看到的人呢更真实呢？
Is He more real than the things that we see on our screens?
是不是比我们在荧幕上看到的东西更真实呢？
Is He more real than the things that we read on the internet?
上帝是不是比我们在网络上看到的更真实呢？
Or that we see on WeChat or WhatsApp?
或者是我们在微信上或 WhatsApp 上看到的东西，是不是上帝比这些都更真实呢？
Do we long for Him to nourish us more than a boba drink, cheeseburger, and a side of hot fries?
我们是不是希望上帝能够来喂养我们，胜于我们喝珍珠奶茶呀，吃起司汉堡或者是吃薯条？
It might sound ridiculous because a boba and a cheeseburger and a hot fries is not very nourishing.
那但事实上呢，这些珍珠奶茶呀、汉堡啊、薯条啊，并不是有营养的哦。
But even though we can rank God high, He is number one in my life.He is the highest.
虽然我们会说，哦，在我们的理性上，上帝是第一位，他是最高位的。
Truth is, He can also be less real to us than a boba drink, a cheeseburger, and a side of hot fries.
但是呢，事实上，虽然他我们觉得他是第一位，但是来比较上，我们可能觉得他没有珍珠奶茶、起司汉堡或者是薯条那么真实。
In verse 53 of today's passage, here's what Jesus says.
在第五十三节，耶稣这么说。
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you.
在这里，约翰福音说，耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。
That's a crazy bold statement, right?
这是一个很疯狂大胆的言论，对不对？
And if you're the disciples, what's going through your mind at this time?
如果你是一个门徒，听到了这样子的一个言论的话，你心里会想什么呢？
Well, he doesn't stop there. He continues in verse 54, Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day, for my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink.
他继续的说下去，在五十四节，他说：“吃我肉、喝我血的人就有永生。在末日，我要叫他复活。我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。”
That word for feeds on is actually to say intently chews on.
那个字“吃”的意思就是说你是咀嚼，不断的咀嚼。
You are savoring and taking in fully what you are eating.
所以你是咀嚼、品尝，把这个味道全部都吸收进来。
Think of going to an expensive restaurant and all the money you pay for this small little dish.
你想想看，试想你去一个很贵、高级的餐厅，你付了很多钱，就为了吃那么一个小小点的一个东西。
You don't just pop it in your mouth and go, "Oh, that was good."
你不会，就把它吃掉了啊。
This was expensive, so you put it in your mouth and you chew and try to get the whole experience.
因为这个非常昂贵，所以你会慢慢的放进去，然后慢慢的咀嚼，然后呢品尝那里面的每一个味道。
That's the word, intently chewing on, savoring.
慢慢的咀嚼，慢慢的品尝的意思。
Again, he needs to be so real to us.
所以他对我们来说必须要非常非常的真实。
And I know it's hard sometimes, in fact, many times for that matter.
我知道这对我们来说有时候很难，常常是很难的。
We don't see him physically, and there's so many other things that we see.
我们看不到他真正的样子，然后我们在外面看到的是一大堆其他的东西。
But the more you live out his truth, the more that you will see and know the truth.
但是如果你越活出他的真理来，你就越能够看到、听到、知道这个真理。
You'll see him shaping and molding your life with his expert craftsmanship.
你会看到他在用他自己高超的手艺在不断的塑造你。
So we must continue to trust him.
所以我们必须要不断的继续的信靠他。
Trust that he knows what he's doing.
要相信他知道他在做什么。
He is the creator and the maker of life.
他是我们的创造者，他是创造一切的主。
You see, what others might have tossed away, he simply shows how it was misaligned or misused.
别人可能会丢弃的，他可能会看到这上面有什么问题，或者是使用不当。
The things within life that are already seen to be beautiful and magnificent, he can show added beauty that mankind may have missed.
或者是我们的生命中已经有非常非常多美好的事情，但是他会使它更美好，是我们人类根本就看不到的。
May God continue to show us how to live, abiding in Him and He in us.
让我们继续学习怎么样能够活在上帝的里面，然后他活在我们的里面。
You see, throughout the book of John, Jesus has been constantly showing physical examples.
在约翰福音，我们看到耶稣很多身体力行的例子。
But greater than the physical example is the spiritual implication and grasp.
但是比身体力行的例子更重要的是这些属灵的意义，我们到底得到了多少
？So that's why he talks about his flesh and his blood.
这就是为什么他会谈他的肉、他的血。
But really, it's about understanding the spiritual implication that's going to be greater.
但事实上，我们需要更深的意义是了解他属灵的意义。
So here we are in verse 56 to 58.
所以我们现在看到56到58节。
Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me.This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever.
56节开始，吃我肉、喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着。照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着。这就是从天上降下来的粮，吃这粮的人就永远活着。不像你们的祖宗吃过玛拿还是死了。
You see, the way that he was revealing.
看到了他怎么样来启示他自己。
the freedom that he was bringing,
他所带来的自由,
the triumph over death that he was offering,
他所提供胜过死亡的这个胜利。
Again, the question is, how real is he to us?
那所以这个问题还是在于他对我们来说有多么的真实。
Verse 61 to 64says, but Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe.
在61到64节他这么说、哦、耶稣心里知道门徒为这话议论，就对他们说，这话是叫你们厌弃吗？倘或你们看见人子升到原来所在之处，怎么样呢？叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们说的话就是灵，就是生命，只是你们中间有不信的人。
Sometimes we feel that faith would be easier if Jesus is right before us.
有时候我们会觉得，如果耶稣就在我们的面前的话，我们的信心会比较容易一点。
But this is what he was addressing right here.
但是他现在在讨论的就是这个问题。
What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? That means no longer with us.
他这里说到，如果你看到他又升到他原来的地方，就是他不在我们当中了。
How real would he be to them?
所以他不在我们当中的，他对我们来说还是有多真实呢？
See, so for us, he's not here, but how real is he to us?
对我们来说，耶稣并不在这边，可是呢，他对我们来说有多真实呢？
Because the words that he has spoken are spirit and life.
因为他所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
But there are still some that do not believe.
只是你们中间有不信的人。
Are we true disciples?
我们是不是真的信徒？
Followers of Christ.
真的门徒，追随耶稣基督。
You think of followers. Some of them can be the die-hard followers. I will do anything for that person.
想到了这个跟随者，我们就会想到哦，可能有一种始终派的跟随者。
Some of them might be the casual followers.
可能有一种一般派的那个一般的跟随者。
Well, here's what the kind of sort of not really disciples look like.
那这一般的追随者是个什么样子呢？
They know what is required to follow Jesus, but they refuse to submit.
他们知道耶稣跟随耶稣需要有什么要求，不过他们不愿意来接受。
They retreat from discipleship.
他不愿意接受门徒的训练，而是退缩了，逃避。
They will accept whatever benefit that they can get without wholly submitting to him.
他只会选择一些对他有好处的东西来做。
Their reputation might look good, but their character is flawed.
他们的外在呢，看起来好像很好，可是他们的品格有很大的问题。
Versus the true disciple.
那什么叫做真正的追随者呢？
The one that knows the cost.
这些真正的追随者知道当付的代价是什么。
While also believing and knowing that Jesus provides what no one else can.
也相信耶稣会供应一切所需的，没有人可以供应的。
That Jesus provides what nobody else does.
那耶稣会供应所有我们一切所需，别人无法供应给我们的。
The true disciple faithfully goes after him.
而且真正的门徒会忠心地跟随耶稣。
And we've mentioned this before, but Jesus' call to follow him is not a slow stroll or just a simple following within the crowd.
我们提过，就是这个跟随耶稣并不是说慢慢走、散散步，或者是随大流。
It is more specifically to say, come after me.
更重要的是跟着我走。
An aspect of pursuit.
也就是要追求主的意思。
To follow after Christ is to pursue him, to chase after him, to stay close to him.
也就是说跟着他走，跟着他，随时随地跟着他，然后呢，就是不断地追求他。
For those of you who have children, this may relate well for you.
如果你有小孩的话，这你可能可以有同感哦。
Think of when you're in a big department store.
试想你去一个很大的百货公司。
And it's time to leave.
要回家了。
Maybe there's a toy aisle, there's candy aisles, there's all different types of things.
可能有很多有玩具啊，有那个糖啊。
And you say, okay, we gotta go.
妈妈说我们要走了。
And they need to stay close to you.
这些小孩必须要紧紧地跟着父母啊。
But there, because there are clothing racks and different aisles and all different types of people.
因为有卖衣服的，有不同的人啊，各种不同的东西。
And if they don't stay close to you, if they get distracted by looking around at all the other things in the store,
如果他们不紧紧跟随着这个妈妈的话呢，他们到处乱看的话，
you may look back and they may be lost.
你可能往后一看，哦，他不见了。
Same within our world. If we get distracted by all the things within the world and we don't stay close to him and go after him, we can get lost.
也同样，我们在这世界上就像个大百货公司，我们不好好的紧紧的跟随耶稣的话，我们到处乱看的话，很可能我们就会迷失了。
We need to stay close behind him and go after him, dodging the crowds of people and the different racks and the different aisles and stay close to him.
所以呢，我们在这世界上，我们就像百货公司一样，我们要紧紧地跟随耶稣，然后呢，不要去看那些其他的东西摆饰，然后就是随时地跟着耶稣。
So after we follow after him, what are we to do?
那我们跟随他的话，然后我们该做什么呢？
Well, we are to learn from him.
我们要跟他学习。
Not learn what we want to learn.
不是学我们自己想学的东西。
And what I mean by that is not manipulating his teaching to fit our life.
不是说从他的教导当中选一些适合我们用的。
Rather, learning and gaining grasp of what he desires to teach us, train us in, and instill within our life.
而是要学习他到底要教导我们什么，要来培养我们什么样的品性，要在我们的生活中能够学出怎么样的东西。
Again, that our life would speak even if our mouth doesn't do the talking.
虽然我们的说嘴巴不说话，我们的生命也能够流露出这个品格来。
That we may live as faithful vessels, carrying out the mission and the calling that he has for us.
我们就能够成为一个非常忠心的一个器皿，然后能成就他呼召我们的使命。
Embodying godly character and living out as faithful extensions of his love and of his grace.
我们可以散发出一个敬虔的品格，活出他的爱和恩典来。
But this can only happen if we are seeking his way and not our way.
这个只能够在我们追求他的旨意，而不是在完成我们自己的旨意的时候才能够完成的。
Because sadly, the human heart will often choose to go the other way.
很可惜的是，我们人心呢，常常会走的是反方向。
Because as John 6:66, what a number that is, reads, it says, After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him.
就因为这个反方向就在约翰福音六章六十六节六六六啊说的，从此他的门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。耶稣就对那十二个门徒说：“你们也要去吗
？”How sad is that?
是不是很难过呢？
So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?"
所以这个门徒耶稣对十二个门徒说：“你们也要走吗？”
Interestingly, John chapter 6 showcases the height of Jesus' popularity.
所以在约翰福音第六章，我们看到了耶稣非常的受欢迎。
And where it begins to sharply move towards his life being in danger.
然后突然间呢，他的生命就开始了，有了要走向危险的。
From Christianity being the in thing or the popular choice to the harder choice.
那基督教呢，也从一个比较流行的一个事物呢，变成一个比较难的一个选择。
No longer trending, but now going against the grain.
不再是一个流行的宗教，而是一个违反常理的一个东西。
Sound a little familiar?
听起来是不是很熟悉呢？
Welcome to our great land.
哦，欢迎来到我们这个伟大的国家。
But seriously, all kidding aside, we have so much to be grateful for here in this great land.
我们不开玩笑了，在我们住在美国，我们还是非常的感恩哦。
But Christians, we must stay alert, on guard, and listen intently to him.
但是我们身为基督徒，必须很警醒，然后不断的聆听他的声音。
We can't get lost in society and the ways of culture.
我们不能在这个世俗当中迷失。
We need to seek him, find him, follow after him, and obey him.
我们必须要追寻他，必须要跟随他，然后遵从他的命令。
Being his hands and feet to a world that is tearing at the seams and seemingly having less and less visible light.
在这个 黑暗的越来越黑暗的世界，越来越分裂的世界里，成为耶稣的手，成为他的光，成为他的脚。
You see, his true disciples trust in him for salvation, looking forward to life eternal with him.
真正的信徒呢，他是真正的门徒，是信靠耶稣的救恩，盼望跟主能够永远在一起。
The world, on the other hand, looks to fill their life, hoping to savor it for as long as they possibly can.
那一般世俗的人都希望他们能够活得很好，活得很久，能够享受人生。
But you see the difference between Jesus and the world.
我们看到了耶稣和这个世俗的世界的这个差别吗？
The longer you chew on things within the world, they lose flavor.
你在吃世界的东西，你越咀嚼越咀嚼，就越没有味道。
The more you chew on him, he has more and more flavor.
但是你吃耶稣的这个属天的东西，你越吃就越有味道。
That's why we can read the Bible every single year, and it's just not another year of reading through the Bible. It comes more and more to life.
就像我们读圣经，可以每年不断的读，然后读重复的读，读了以后有不同的体会。
So as his disciples, another thing we should do is surround ourselves with other such disciples.
那我们身为门徒，我们最重要的一点也是需要在我们身边有同样一样的门徒。
True friends and followers of Christ that are willing to step out and stir things up in our life when our life needs a little stirring.
就是我们有真正的门徒，真正的弟兄姐妹，我们的生命如果需要一些搅动的话，他们会到我们的生命中来搅动一下。
When we're slipping a little bit or we've lost our way a little bit,
如果我们有点迷失的话，他会帮我们。
They help bring us back on track.
所以我们如果迷失，走错路，他们会帮我们回到正路上。
The friends and brothers and sisters in Christ that are more interested in your faithfulness to Him and how much than how much you like them or hang out with them.
就我们需要的真正的朋友是他能够关心的是你对上帝的敬虔还有忠诚，而不是说你到底有多喜欢我呀。
We need the true friends that will exhort us to be true disciples.
我们需要的朋友是能够劝勉我们，使我们成为真正门徒的朋友。
And likewise, we ought to be those friends too.
同样的，我们也应该自己成为那样子的朋友。
So as we wind down to a close, verse 68 and 69, it says, Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God.
那我们看到了第68-69节。这西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？我们已经信了，又知道你是上帝的圣者。
When you know he is the real deal,
当我们知道他是又真又活的上帝。
When you know that he is the one that has saved you,
当你知道他是拯救你的上帝。
When you know that he is the one who has planted you,
他是栽种你的人。
And last night within youth group, we talked about a tree and being planted.
昨天在青少契，我们谈到了树，然后种了一棵树。
What we talked about is a tree doesn't worry about bearing fruit.
你知道，当一棵树，我们不需要担心会不会结果子。
The mango tree doesn't think, "Oh, I hope I can bear some mangoes."
芒果树不用担心，说我希望能够结出一些芒果来。
The gardener does all the work.
因为是园丁来做其他的工作。
The gardener makes sure that there's enough water. The gardener makes sure that they're pruning the areas that need to be pruned.
所以园丁要确保这棵树有足够的水，然后呢，他会修剪这个树。
And a master gardener can even take a tree that is dying and bring it back to life.
那真正的好的园丁能够把一个快要枯死的树呢，把它给种活过来。
The tree doesn't choose where it is planted.
这个树也不能够选择它要在哪儿被栽种。
And in the same way, we don't choose our households. We don't choose a lot of the situations that we're in. We are planted.
我们一样，我们也不能选我们要在哪一个家庭出生啊，等等的。所以我们就是被种在那个地方。
Are we willing to be held within the hands of the master gardener?
我们会不会愿意让这个完美的这个园丁在他手中来栽种我们？
Too many times we try to choose.
太多时候我们自己想要做选择。
And we don't allow him to do the work of helping us grow as a firmly planted tree.
我们不让他来帮我们来成长修剪。
And so either we stay in bad soil and maybe we don't get planted in good soil.
或者我们会留在这个不好的土，我们没有种到好的土。
Maybe we always stay small. We don't really grow into the tree we are created to be.
或者我们总是长不大，总是小小的，没有成为我们该长的样子。
And maybe we don't bear the fruit that we're supposed to bear.
或许我们也长不出果子来。
And so we just need to be willing to be in the hands of the master gardener.
最重要的是，我们必须要由园丁来照顾我们。
But again, we need to know how real is he, the master gardener, to us.
所以呢，我们最重要的是要知道这个真正的园丁是不是真的对我们来说是很真实的。
Because when you know that.You know that he is the one that will grow you and guide you.
如果你真的觉得他是很真实的，你就知道他是这个会让你成长的，会来带领你的人。
He is faithful.
他是忠实的。
Are we faithful?
我们是不是也很忠诚呢？
Because when you know that, then you'll know the one that is leading you, and you can follow after him.
如果你真的知道的话，你真的就能够知道是谁在带领你，你能够紧紧的跟随他。
And our faith can be more like Peter.
我们的信心就能够更像彼得一样。
Because let me tell you, Peter did not understand everything.
我们知道彼得并不知道，不了解所有的一切。
I am sure that Peter still had questions running through his mind.
我相信彼得的心里还有很多的问题。
You don't need to have it all together.
但是你不需要有所有的答案。
But our trust has to be in him, and it is to him that we will run to, it is to him that we will turn to.
所以，但是我们必须要知道，我们的信靠的人是上帝，然后是我们所要奔向的，所要转向的这个源头。
And if we can acknowledge at least that much, then we can say the same thing as Peter, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and come to know.That you are the Holy One of God.
所以，如果我们真正能够这样子认为的话，我们就能够像彼得所说的一样：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归谁呢？我们已经信了，又知道你是上帝的圣者。”
So as we close our time together, I was reminded of another passage.
所以我们要结束以前，我又要想到另外一节经文。
And it was part of our watchword this morning, and I feel that it's fitting that we end our time in His Word.
然后呢，也是今天读的本周箴言的其中的一些哦，我们要最后用他的话语来结束我们的讲道。
So Philippians 2:1-4,
在腓立比书二章一到四节
，It reads: So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love.Being in full accord and of one mind, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。阿们。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, for your truth.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的话语，谢谢你的真理。
Lord, may your work within our heart and the words that have been spoken, Lord God, from your word, not stop here.
主，求你自己的话语继续下去，在我的心中继续动工。
May we continue to grow in your truth and your goodness.
帮助我们在你的真理还有在你的美善当中继续成长。
Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness unto us.
谢谢你对我们的信实。
We thank you that you are the master gardener and that you know what you are doing.
你是真的是主要的园丁，你知道你自己在做什么。
That you can help us even if our leaves are withering and we are dying.
甚至在我们树叶枯干的时候，我们要枯死的时候，你也能够帮助我们。
You can bring us back to life and make us again into a flourishing tree.
你可以使我们再次的复苏，成为一个成长的树木。
One that is bearing the fruit that it was always created to bear.
能够长出你要我们结出的果子来。
And so, Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.